You're listening to the Weekend Collective Podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Five academics and public figures were set to debate free speech at Victoria University in Wellington last Monday. But backlash within the university has seen the event postponed. The event was organised by Vice Chancellor Nick Smith off the back of an opinion column he wrote in The Post, where he argued that ACT's proposal for universities to commit to free speech policy could actually make speech on campus less free. More than 600 people had registered their interest in attending the event, which was a panel discussion about the role of universities in free speech. And to discuss that, Student Association President Markale Parkinson has said that people freaked out when they saw the panel lineup, which looked like a platform for right-wing voices. And she joins me now. Hang on a second, let me just click the button. Markale, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you doing?
Not too bad. Are you happy the event was postponed?
Yeah, I think I am. There's a lot of discussion going on around the event and around whether or not it was supporting informed and balanced debate and whether or not it encapsulated a diverse range of perspectives. The university recognised that they didn't think that they'd done all that they could to make sure that the debate was going to be held in the most kind of balanced way. And I think that the decision to postpone and reevaluate and look at how they could run the event in a way that was better was a great decision.
I'm tempted to ask, so it wasn't as balanced as you would have liked it to have been, but so what?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's totally a point. The idea behind the debate was to kind of try and proactively bring together conflicting views and enable people to discuss and understand multiple different perspectives. And I think that they didn't have, you know, I mean, two of the people who are on the panel come from organisations that are funded through the same group. So that's quite a close point of perspective. And it was also quite a polarising panel, I guess. Like, we had some people who could be considered quite right-wing and people who could be considered quite left-wing. And
well, that's perfect, isn't it? Isn't that what debates at university are about?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think one of the main issues that students had there was that some of the people who had been put on that panel don't have a history of they have a history of kind of promoting disinformation and of promoting hate speech, and we don't believe that hate speech is a legitimate discourse.
Which of those panellists were particularly offensive to people?
Jonathan Ayling, I think, was the main issue. And I mean, he has promoted, and his organisation, the Free Speech Union, have promoted events in the past which have promoted hate speech, which have actively excluded Māori from their events. So that was a bit of a concern to us.
I guess in a way, why don't we just put these people up so we can have the discussions, and then you could have put another panel together rather than... It seems like it's a form of control or censorship when you say we're not happy with this speaker saying what they have to say. If their ideas are so lousy, why not just give them some sunlight?
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, sunlight is the best disinfectant, as people say, but that's why we wanted to make sure that the way in which the event was being held would ensure that the points being put across weren't promoting any disinformation, that they weren't promoting hate speech, and that we were really encouraging nuanced and robust conversation. Our concern with the way that the event had been planned was that it was going to devolve into more of just more yelling from either side and not actually...
Really?
Encouraging people to bring their views together.
I mean, Victorian law professor Nicola Moram, Professor Jane Kelsey from Auckland, Dr. John Byron from the Queensland University of Technology. Yep. Doesn't sound like a sort of a gathering of village idiots and sort of abusers, does it?
Absolutely not. I mean, there were some very amazing people on that panel, and I really look forward to seeing, you know, this panel hasn't been cancelled. I really want to make sure that that's clear. It has been postponed. It is just looking at the best way in which to run it. You know, they...
One great
example is that there was no one Māori on that panel, and they could have, you know, if they were discussing fertility issues and that sort of thing, it's not really an appropriate space to discuss that without having anyone Māori sitting on the panel.
But isn't that just basing a discussion on someone's identity? And I mean... Why wouldn't you just let it go ahead, and then if it raises some issues, then say, well, next week, guess what? These are the people we're going to have, or next month we're going to have this get together. Because from an external point of view, it just looks like we've got people who are, you know, getting an attack of the vapors because they don't like a particular person speaking. And that, you know, university, going back quite a while, when I was there, I heard all sorts of obnoxious speakers, and but they were, the ideas were put up, and then the debate continues. It's not like a debate for the ages where you're trying to have the final word, is it?
No, I mean, I can understand your point there. I think one of my key issues with the event was the location. So it was being held in quite a central space in the university, which would have made it impossible for students to kind of avoid that area while it was going on if they didn't feel comfortable being around the debate and some of the people who might have been there.
What do you mean not being comfortable being in the same geographical location or something?
Well, just if there was, so, you know, once something's said, it can't be unsaid. If there were things that were going to be said, which I would love to say that I would hope that that wouldn't happen, but having seen the history of Jonathan Ayling, I'm not sure that he would have kept his comments to be reasonable and kept it to a researched and informed discussion. And, you know, it also, we had heard of, you know, there wasn't anything from FUSA directly, but we'd heard a lot of other students and other academics talking about how unhappy they were and with planning protests and that sort of thing, which wouldn't have contributed to the kind of informed and balanced debate environment that we wanted.
Do you think that from an outsider's point of view, it just looks like you're silencing people who you're not happy, whose views you don't like? Because
I think if we could cancel the event, then I could understand that viewpoint.
Well, you have in a way, because you've
not been. No.
Well, no. You have in a way, because what you're doing is you've cancelled the event as it was, and now you're putting on something else that meets everyone's or the right people's approval. So you can use the word or postpone, but that event, as it was going to be, is gone, and now you're going to make sure there's an event presented where everyone can sort of feel comfortable and not feel that they're going to be too challenged, which to me seems to be an absolute betrayal of the opportunities that people should have at university to actually feel uncomfortable, have their ideas challenged, and have to stand up for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, that's what university's for. It's for having difficult discussions, and I would 100% agree with that.
Well, it wasn't Jonathan Ayling's a different...
There are ways to have those difficult discussions that don't put people in harm's way and that don't encourage hate speech, and there are ways in which we can do it that make sure that our community is kept safe and that we aren't, you know, just further pushing the idea of protest and yelling at, you know, the kind of idea of yelling from each side and no one's really listening to each other. And we wanted to make sure that the event was being held in a way where ideas could be put forward and then they could be constructively debated by experts rather than some people on there who are not academics and, you know, we want to put forward their ideas and views and to be able to debate them. I 100% agree with that, and, you know, let the best.
I'm wondering if you're arguing against yourself, sort of say, let's put these. I think you've got a difficult job, and I really appreciate you coming on to discuss it. But there'll be people who are listening and saying, you know, putting students in harm's way and things. It's like, you know, Shakespeare, what Hamlet says, it's words, words, words. You know, let's just have the discussion. And if Jonathan Ayling is, as you're presenting, is possibly a discourse form of the devil, maybe just put him up there so, you know, it's not like the other people on the panel, as you've said, are not respected academics. Why not just let it roll? What harm? What harm can result is my question.
Yeah, I think something to really consider is that this decision to postpone has been made by the university. We asked them to relook at how they were running the event, and we raised the concerns that we had around how the event was being run. And what happened was the university came back to us. They said, look, we actually believe that your concerns are valid, that they make sense to us, and that we do think that we can do this event in a way that is better and that will better encapsulate what they were trying to achieve.
Okay.
And I would really like to give them props for that, because I think it was a great decision on their behalf to say, you know, recognize that there was a better way to do it and that they're now going to investigate that.
Who makes the decision at the university? When you say the university, who actually makes that decision?
There's a senior leadership team called Tehiwa, but I would have come from Nick Smith, who's the Vice-Chancellor.
The guy who organised the debate in the first place?
Yes.
So he's cancelled his own event?
He's postponed his own event, yes.
Okay, we can get caught up with the... fair enough, we can, no point arguing with semantics. Hey, Michael, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about this afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day.
No worries. Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye.
For more from the Weekend Collective, listen live to Newstalk ZB weekends from 3 p.m. or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.